High School Basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome to Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School, and high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you, the St. Cecilia Hawkettes and Blue Hawks hosting the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here this afternoon and into the evening, and the girls' game is up first. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Lutheran, the Hawkettes coming in with 9 wins and 7 losses on the season, coming off an impressive victory at Grand Island Central Catholic just a couple of nights ago on Thursday, 63-50, as the Hawkettes hand Grand Island Central Catholic, the Crusaders, the second loss in about 9 days as they played the Crusaders in the tournament the week before last, the Centennial Tournament, and then a regular season game was on Thursday night. St. Cecilia wins the game 63-50 on Thursday. That was their last outing to go to 9-7 on the year. The Hawkettes defense forcing 30 turnovers in that game, and three players with 12 points in that contest to lead the way for the Hawkettes, Abby Jackson, Cherise Farmer, Libby Kissinger. So the offense got it going, the defense got it going, and St. Cecilia is playing real well right now, as John Kyle said on the pregame show, the coach of the Hawkettes. They're 9-7. The record not that impressive, but they played to some pretty good basketball teams, a tough schedule, and they have won that game over Grand Island Central Catholic after having a week off and losing in the semifinals in the Centennial Conference Tournament to the number one ranked Bishop Newman Ball Club, and then they had a week off and beat Central Catholic on Thursday, and St. Cecilia goes into this ball game with 9 wins, 7 losses. They have Adams Central at Adams Central and home to Sutton to end the regular season. Yes, we're getting near the end of the regular season for the girls and boys in classes C and D in high school basketball, as the sub-districts will start for the girls on February the 15th. And St. Cecilia, being a class C1 school, their sub-district will start on the 15th of February. So tonight and two regular season games next week, then it's tournament time for the Hawkettes. The class C1 Lincoln Lutheran Warriors come in. They were 7 wins and 9 losses on the basketball season. The Lincoln Lutherans' last outing was a win on February 2nd over Auburn by the score of 44-26. This will be the third game this week for the Warriors. They beat Auburn on last Tuesday 44-26 after losing to Concordia 47-35 last Monday. And they come in with 7 wins and 9 losses on the season. Michelle Metzger is the head coach of Lincoln Lutheran. These two ball clubs meet every year there, and this year it happens to be at Chapman Gymnasium here at St. Cecilia School. For the season, for the Lincoln Lutheran girls, they have been beaten by Grand Island Central Catholic. They lost by 6 to Central Catholic. They had a 5-game losing streak in the middle of the season and won 3 in a row over Louisville, Fairbury, Wilbur, Claytonia. Lost a couple times to Bishop Newman, but everybody's lost to Bishop Newman. They've beaten Council Bluffs, St. Albert, and they've also beaten Auburn in their last outing, as we mentioned, and they are 7-9 onto the basketball season. St. Cecilia at 9-7 this season for the Hawkettes. And we're going to have a starting lineup's going to be announced, probably the playing of our national anthem, but we want to tell you this is one of our many basketball games we're having on our family of stations on Platte River Radio, and we'll have the boys game to follow this one here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. We'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll give you those starting lineups in the first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. We've had the playing of our national anthem and St. Cecilia and Lincoln Lutheran in a girls' boys basketball doubleheader for you tonight here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The girls game up first before Lincoln Lutheran Warriors. Michelle Metzger starts. Lydia Pomerenke, a 5'8 senior. Aaron Hayden, a 5'8 junior. Emily Metzke, a 5'9 junior. Rachel Royak, a 5'5 junior. And Taylor Caffey, a 5'4" junior, so not overly tall. And St. Cecilia coming into this game out, rebounded by about a rebound and a half per game. So St. Cecilia usually a bit undersized, the teams they play, and they will be matching up pretty well with Lincoln Lutheran here tonight. St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes coming in, averaging 52 points a game, giving up 46 per contest. They turn it over 17 times to the Hawkettes, but their opponents 22 times on the season. Field goal percentage from two-point range, St. Cecilia 45% from the floor two-point range and 40% total after shooting 28% from three-point range. The Hawkettes hold their opponents to 41.8% shooting from the field this season, so they're doing a good job defensively, and they send out, start this game, Abby Jackson, a 5'5 junior, Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" sophomore, Brooke McWhorter, a 5'9 junior, Cherise Farmer, a 5'4" junior, and Lexi Schmidt, a 5'8 junior for St. Cecilia. You can never be quite sure who Coach Kyle's going to start there, because he likes to move things around depending on the opponent, and usually Farmer, Jackson, and Schmidt start, and they're out there too, and it's going to be Brooke McWhorter and Libby Kissinger joining Jackson, Farmer, and Schmidt in the starting lineup. So St. Cecilia, off the impressive win Thursday night over Grand Island Central Catholic at 9-7 on the year. The Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran at 7-9 on this basketball season. We'll have the boys' game to follow here on 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings. St. Cecilia in the home white here at Chapman Gymnasium with the blue numerals and blue trim. Lincoln Lutheran in the traveling dark blue with the trim of white and blue and the numerals in white. And Brooke McWhorter jumps in and gets the tip, controls it to Cherise Farmer, and we're underway here at Chapman Gymnasium in the girls' game. Lincoln Lutheran coming out in a man-to-man defense inside to Lexi Schmidt. The ball stolen out of there, and a good defensive play right from the get-go by Lincoln Lutheran as they steal the basketball. St. Cecilia turns it over on its first possession. Front court, Aaron Hayden on the wing to Royak, top of the key now, and out to the left wing is Taylor Caffey for Lincoln Lutheran. St. Cecilia starts in a man-to-man. Aaron Hayden with the ball. Deep on the left wing to Lydia Pomerenke. It's a pass to Hayden at the baseline. 13-footers up. It's going to be an air ball, no good, but the offensive rebound shot up, no good by Metzger. St. Cecilia comes out of the with it with Libby Kissinger. So two shots and nothing there for Lincoln Lutheran. Farmer from the wing inside the three-point arc. 17-footer in the air. Off the backboard and rim, no good. Rebounded out of there by Aaron Hayden of Lincoln Lutheran. She is tied up on the play in the backcourt by St. Cecilia's Libby Kissinger. So the alternate possession jump ball, it will stay with the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran. We're scoreless in the first minute of our girls' game here tonight. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Lutheran inbound in the backcourt. Taylor Caffey with it. The 5'4" junior will control the basketball across the timeline. Double team there by St. Cecilia. Kissinger now on the defense. Now the top of the key pass to Royak. Rachel Royak for Lincoln Lutheran with a left-handed dribble in the lane. Lost control of it, and Abby Jackson with the steal. First turnover on Lincoln Lutheran. And Jackson into the front court to Libby Kissinger. Long three from the wing is in the air. It'll be bounced out of there, no good, and the rebound goes to Rachel Royak of Lincoln Lutheran. She's double teamed at the timeline, knocked out of bounds by St. Cecilia's Abby Jackson. Stays with the Warriors, and they will inbound on the far sideline. We're still scoreless here. A minute 17 gone in this girls' high school game. Warriors with the basketball in the front court. Aaron Hayden with it. Hayden at the top of the key. Right side now to Lydia Pomerenke. Jackson with the defense there. Pomerenke gets the screen, passes basketball in the corner to Hayden. Aaron now back out to Metschke. Emily with it, the 5'9 junior. Defensive McWhorter. She gets a screen but has no shot. Now the pass goes to Pomerenke. It's off her foot. It goes past the timeline. And the official says a backcourt violation on Lincoln Luther. That basketball got into the St. Cecilia offensive zone. So the turnover on Lincoln Lutheran on the crossing of the center line. And St. Cecilia with the basketball. As we still try to get a score to begin this basketball game. Kissinger drives, bounce pass to McWhorter. Brooke underneath to Schmidt. Back out now to Abby Jackson. She drives inside the lane, puts up a runner from 10, going to bounce around and go down. Abby Jackson got hot the other night at Grand Island Central Catholic. Gets the first bucket of the night for St. Cecilia. They lead 2-0. Quickly front court, Pomerenke. Stolen by Jackson on the steal. And then Abby's fouled in the back court by Lydia Pomerenke. So it's a good steal there by Jackson. And the foul on Pomerenke after the ball was swiped from Lydia. She fouled in the back court. And St. Cecilia will inbound. Jackson to Farmer with a 2-0 Hawkett lead, 5:45 to go first quarter. Jackson on the left wing for the Hawkettes, right side to Kissinger. Libby with it, eyes a long three but didn't take it. Top of the key now to McWhorter. Brooke with it to Lexi Schmidt. St. Cecilia works against this man-to-man defense of Lincoln Lutheran, right side to Kissinger. Libby gets a screen from Jackson, drives into the lane, still with the ball. Bounce back out to Jackson. Back to Libby Kissinger. She's behind the three-point arc, right side to McWhorter. Looks for a cutter inside, finds Schmidt, turns, shoots, and scores. Lexi Schmidt assists McWhorter. Basket Schmidt, 4-0 Hawkettes. St. Cecilia tries to get victory number 10 on the season. There's a pass deflected, but it goes to Taylor Cathy of Lincoln Lutheran. So the Warriors into the scoring zone. Cathy with it. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Kometschke to the baseline. McWhorter on the defense, partially blocked as a shot, getting the ball back and scoring is Metschke, and she's fouled. It will count. Field goal, the first of the night for Lincoln Lutheran. Emily Metschke with the field goal, 4-2. Foul called on Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Coming into the basketball game will be Kelly Sanchez, a 5'8 sophomore for Lincoln Lutheran. Sanchez in, and Aaron Hayden goes out for the Warriors. 4-2, and Metschke to try to complete this three-point play. It's shot up, and it's going to be good. So Emily makes it 4-3, Hawkettes. And St. Cecilia with the basketball. Front court, Cherise Farmer for the blue and white of St. Cecilia. Lobs a pass at the free throw line at Lexi Schmidt. She gets cutters, passes it out to Abby Jackson. Top of the key for three. Going to be off there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Metschke comes out of there with it. Emily drives it into the front court for the Warriors. They can go ahead with a field goal here. The baseline to Sanchez, and he stepped out of bounds. Emily was on the baseline, headed for the bucket, but stepped out of bounds, and Warriors turn it over for the third time. 4-3, St. Cecilia, 4:35 to go in the period number one. We'll keep you updated on the other scores going on from the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. The Nebraska women stay unbeaten this afternoon. The Hastings College women with a big win over Briar Cliff. We'll give you the scores as we go throughout the evening here. Here it's 4-3, Hawkettes in our first of two on 1550 KICS. A drive by Farmer. She will score. Lexi Farmer gets that pass and drives to the hoop and scores, 6-3. The pass tipped. The Warriors get it into the front court. Taylor Cathy with it in the corner. Sanchez for three is going to bounce out of there. No good. McWhorter with the rebound to Kissinger. Hawkettes want to run from right to left. Front court pass to Cherise Farmer. Lob underneath to Schmidt. She will shoot. It will roll off. No good. The rebound out of there by the Warriors' Lydia Pomerenke. She passes to Sanchez. Long into the front court. Too strong for Taylor Cathy and out of bounds. Taylor was behind the defense, but the pass a little too strong. St. Cecilia comes in. Audrey Gaspers, Caitlin Ernst, and Tessa Kalupa. So three new ones in there for the Hawkettes. Ernst, Gaspers, and Kalupa. Farmer stays in the game, and Lexi Schmidt stays in. McWhorter, Kissinger, and Jackson go out. So St. Cecilia with a 6-3 lead, 3:48 to go first quarter. Cherise Farmer, front court, right side to Caitlin Ernst. Ernst for the Hawkettes. On the wing now to Kalupa. Knocked away from Kalupa and out of bounds by Kelly Sanchez. Aaron Hayden, the starter, returns to the lineup, replacing Taylor Cathy for Lincoln Lutheran. 3:40 to go first quarter, 6-3 Hawkettes. Lincoln Lutheran with only a 10-person roster on their varsity. Kalupa with it, right side to Gaspers on the wing. St. Cecilia again working against a man-to-man defense. Three-pointer from the top of the keys, no good by Farmer, rebounded out of there by Lydia Pomerenke. Pomerenke to Kelly Sanchez. He's into the scoring zone, gets to the free throw line, cut off there, and passes it back out to Rachel Royak. So the Warriors set up against the Hawkett man-to-man defense. Aaron Hyden with it. Right wing tipped away by Farmer, but Hyden gets it back. Aaron for the Warriors to the baseline. Now stop and shoots from 16 off the rim. No good. Grabbed by Kalupa. She's tied up by Roy. And alternate possession on the jump ball. It will be Saints to see a basketball. Jamie Williams, the 5'8 sophomore, checking in for St. Cecilia. First rest for Lexi Schmidt. So Jamie Williams, the sophomore in the game for the Hawkettes. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-3 St. Cecilia. Ernst looks for a cutter inside, now passes. It's going to be intercepted, picked off by Sanchez. Kelly Sanchez with the drive. She'll get it knocked away from behind by Tessa Kalupa. So Kalupa saves the easy shot. Bear knocks it out of bounds. Abby Jackson back in for St. Cecilia, and Taylor Cathy back in for Lincoln Lutheran. Warriors to inbound. Sanchez will inbound for the Warriors. Goes out to Cathy. Cathy now to Aaron Hyden. Bounce pass inside to Pomerenke. Can't control it, but picks it back up to the baseline to Aaron Hyden. Hyden for the Warriors. There's a pass going to be knocked away by Aubrey Gasper. She gets the steal for St. Cecilia. Gasper's on the drive. And it's tipped away from her. She headed for the hoop. Sanchez gets back on defense and knocks it away from Audrey Gasper. And St. Cecilia will control underneath their own basket, leading 6-3. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Kalupa wants to inbound for the Hawkettes. She does to Jackson. Jackson to the baseline. Cut off there and back out to Tessa Kalupa. She will drive, shoot from 13. Stops and shoots from 13. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed on the far sideline by Kelly Sanchez, the sophomore for Lincoln Lutheran. She will get it quickly into the scoring zone to her right here. Sanchez in the corner to Hyden. Her shot in the air is going to be no good. Trying to save it is Sanchez, she does, and now a tie-up. Sanchez saved the basketball. Gasper's tying up Emily Metschke, and this time it will stay with the Warriors, and they will inbound. Brooke McWhorter, Libby Kissinger back in for St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst will go out. And one more has to go out. We can't play six. Hawkett's got six on the floor, and Jamie Williams is going to sit down. So now we're 5-on-5. 2:08 to go, 6-3 Hawkett's. Warriors to inbound. Taylor Cathy, the junior, will control, plays it in, looks, does it in the corner. To Pomerenke, now top of the key, Sanchez, into the lane, back out to Aaron Hyden, to Metschke. She's 8 feet from the basket, fakes, shot off the glass, and no good, gets her own rebound, shot up, no good, tipped out to Gasper. St. Cecilia controls, Gasper's to Kissinger. Libby into the front court, passes it to the left side to Jackson, underneath to McWhorter. She is whacked across the forehead there. Brooke foul in the play, non-shooting situation. That foul going to be called on Lincoln Lutheran. The Warriors pick up the foul there. Emily Metschke with the foul. That's her first team, second. Rachel Royick back in for the Warriors. Cherise Farmer, Lexi Schmidt check back in for the Hawkettes. A lot of substitution for St. Cecilia. They do that in all games. They're creating some pretty good depth. Schmidt to Jackson. Jackson for the Hawkettes to Kissinger. 1:40 to go, first quarter, 6-3 St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger at the free throw line, behind the back dribble now, in the lane now, passes on the wing to Cherise Farmer. Cherise behind the arc, now the pass to Kissinger, and she's between the rings with the basketball, and to McWhorter, to a cutting Schmidt inside, puts up a shot, good, it will count. Lexi Schmidt with another assist for Brooke McWhorter. Schmidt cutting across the lane, gets the basketball, makes the five-footer. Aaron Hyde's first, team's third. This will be chance for a three-point play for Lexi Schmidt. 8-3 Hawkettes, their largest lead of the night at 5. Lexi has 4. Free throw up and good. She has 5. And St. Cecilia leads it now by the score of 9-3. St. Cecilia has never been behind in the game. 2-0 and 4-3 now. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Inbounded to Metschke in the backcourt. Emily still with the ball near the timeline. Now gives up her dribble pass into the front court to Aaron Hyden for the Warriors. 9-3 Hawkettes. 1:12 to go, first quarter. Warriors control. St. Cecilia have been in the man-to-man all evening long. Driving and shooting and scoring is going to be Rachel Royick. So Royick gets a pass, and she hits the hoop and scores. 9-5, St. Cecilia by 4. Front court Jackson inside to Schmidt. Turns to her right, and she's fouled as she puts the shot up. And Lexi Schmidt's going to go to the line and shoot two more. I'll call Lydia Palmer, 4 points per contest, and also 5 rebounds per contest. Free throw up and good by Lexi. She has 6 this quarter. The Hawkettes have 10. It's 10-5. Kelly Sanchez in for Lydia Pomerenke. Pomerenke goes out with her 2 fouls here with 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. Schmidt's second free throw up and good. Lexi's got 7 here in the first quarter, and the Hawkettes lead 11-5. little token backcourt pressure, and quickly into the front court. Now Taylor Cathy, she goes all the way to the free throw line, dishes in the corner to Aaron Hayden. Now to Metschke, one dribble and done to Sanchez. Kelly with it, backs it back out. Upside to Cathy, she puts up the shot, going to be good for two. Taylor Cathy, her first field goal, 11-7. Hawkettes, front court Farmer with 33 seconds to go in the first period. On the wing to Lexi Schmidt. Lexi looks for a cutter, passes the right side of the free throw line to Kissinger. Loops a pass back out to Farmer to the baseline. Charisse gets a screen but has to give the ball up to Jackson inside to McWhorter. Turns to her left, now back to her right, back out to Jackson. Abby with the ball with 14 seconds to go to Schmidt. Looks inside for McWhorter, but no pass there. Looks a pass to Farmer. Long three from there by Charisse is no good. The rebound by Metschke with 5 seconds to go. Emily gives up her dribble in the backcourt. Royak with to the timeline as the time's going to expire. She throws it up from the timeline, off the backboard, and rim it good. It will count from half court. A three-pointer by Rachel Royak. A line drive toss from the timeline off the backboard and down for three. And just like that, St. Cecilia's lead cut to 11-10. So you got to play the whole quarter, folks. Royak for three. We've played one, St. Cecilia, 11, Lincoln Lutheran, 10, back in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
First quarter has been played, St. Cecilia 11, Lincoln Lutheran 10, and just a good example, I guess, there of always throw it up. You never know. Rachel Royak, from the timeline, threw it up. I mean, it was a line drive toss, went off the backboard and rim and down for a three-pointer to make it 11-10, Hawkettes after one. St. Cecilia has led all the way, but it's now only a one-point lead heading into the second quarter. Audrey Gaspers, Lexi Schmidt, Caitlin Ernst, Tessa Kalupa, and Charisse Farmer out there for St. Cecilia. To start the second quarter, and they have the ball inside to Schmidt. She's at the baseline. Double team there. Pass back out to Farmer. To Kalupa. Back to Charisse Farmer. Charisse left alone. She'll take the three from there, and it's going to be off the rim. No good. The long rebound goes to Aaron Hayden. Hayden's on the floor with Rachel Royak, Emily Metschke. Aaron Hyde also out there in a double dribble called on Royak this time, and the Warriors turn it over for the sixth time in the basketball game. St. Cecilia ball leading 11-10 early in period number two. The wing, it's Lexi Schmidt. To Kalupa, the Farmer in the corner for the Hawkettes. And a man defense for the Warriors. Bounce, nice pass inside. Farmer to Ernst, misses the shot, gets her own rebounds and scores. So Ernst with the field goal, the first of the night. A nice pass underneath by Teresa Farmer. And another double dribble called on the Warriors. Their seventh turnover. Nice pass by Farmer. Ernst missed the first shot, got her own rebound and scored. Schmidt out and Farmer out for the Hawkettes. Abby Jackson back in and Libby Kissinger in. 13-10 Hawkettes with 7:12 to go in the first half. Ernst now to Kalupa. She's in the right corner. Back out on the pass to Kissinger. Left side to Jackson. To Gaspers. Audrey with the ball. Looks for inside people. Has no pass. She's fouled on the play by Rachel Royak. About 20 feet from the basket. The foul on Royak. That's her first non-shooting situation. Kelly Sanchez, the sophomore, back in for Rachel Royak. Rachel picks up her first foul. St. Cecilia to inbound. Kalupa underneath her own basket. Right underneath to Ernst. She will shoot and miss, but she's fouled by Lydia Pomeranke. And that's on Lydia. That is going to be her third. Got two in the first, had to sit. The starter, Pomeranke, now with three fouls. And Caitlin Ernst to the line to shoot two for the Hawkettes. 13-10 St. Cecilia, early moments of the second quarter of play. Caitlin's free throw is up and good. That's three for Caitlin. Scored the last three Hawkette points in this game. In fact, all three in this quarter. Second free throw by Ernst is in the air, and it is going to be off there, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lydia Pomeranke, who stays on the floor with her three fouls. Sanchez behind the back dribble, lost control of the ball, picked up by Jackson. Another turnover on Lincoln Lutheran. Jackson quickly in the front court, three on one, Hawkettes. Bounce pass to Kalupa, shot up and good. Tesla Kalupa with her first bucket as the Hawkettes take advantage of that three-on-one fast break, and Kalupa scores on the assist from Jackson. Backcourt. It's Pomerinke, stolen by Gaspers. Another turnover, Lincoln Lutheran. Gaspers stops and shoots from 13, no good. The rebound by Pomerinke. 16-10 Hawkettes. 6:18 to go in the second quarter. Kelly Sanchez into the scoring zone. On the wing now to Kathy. Taylor Kathy now to Aaron Hyden. Hyden on passes to Sanchez for three. Bounce around off there, no good. A fight for it in the lane. Caitlin Ernst tries to come out of there with it, and she does, but travels. Turnover St. Cecilia as Ernst travels with the basketball after trying to grab that rebound. Nora Pomerinke, the 5'11 sophomore, and Nora, the sister of Lydia, replaces her sister. Lydia out with three fouls, and Nora Pomerinke, the sophomore, 5'11, checks in for the Warriors, and they have the basketball. They inbound the basketball to Emily Messier on the baseline, and a blocking foul call on St. Cecilia's Tessa Kalupa. Her first foul. For the team's second as McWhorter and Schmidt come in for Ernst and Gaspers for St. Cecilia, and Rachel Royick comes back in for the Warriors, and Aaron Hyden goes out on the second team foul. The Warriors to inbound. Sanchez will have that honor. Does to Royick. Rachel with it in the right corner. One dribble passes to Metzke. Deep in the left corner now to Sanchez. 6-point Hawkett lead. Bob inside and a whistle. A foul from behind on Brooke McWhorter. Got a hand in there on the post player for the Warriors. And her first team's third. Again, the Warriors to inbound. Six fouls on the Warriors. Three on the Hawkettes. 5:50 to go before halftime. Nora Pomerinke with it. Gives it up to Taylor Cathy, the 5'4 junior. She lost control of it and can't keep it from going out of bounds. So the Warriors turn it over for the 10th time unofficially. St. Cecilia with three. They have the ball leading by six. Abby Jackson will face the defense of Kelly Sanchez. Pass down to McWhorter. They cut by her and the ball's handed to Jackson. Abby now to McWhorter. Looks inside, finds Schmidt, and she's fouled behind by Nora Pomerinke's seventh team foul, so Lexi Schmidt will go to the line for the 1-1 for the Hawkettes. Lexi has seven, 3 out of 3 from the line. Therese Farmer in, Tessa Kalupa out for the Hawkettes. 5:33 to go before halftime. 16-10 Hawkettes as the St. Cecilia band starts to assemble. Be on the far sideline in the corner. We'll listening to them between games and at halftime. Lexi Schmidt makes the first of two. She has eight. Hawkettes' biggest lead now at 7. It's 17-10. Second one by Schmidt in the air and good. Lexi's dropped 5 in a row from the line tonight. Hawkettes with the lead at 18-10. They've outscored the Warriors 7-0 in the second quarter in the first 2.5 minutes. Sanchez front court for the Warriors to Royick. Rachel with it. Passes it to Metzke. Left side to Sanchez. Schmidt on the defense there to the baseline. Tipped away by Kissinger but grabbed back by Sanchez. Metzke, Emily with it, now to Royick. She's left alone. We'll take the three from about 18 and good. Three-point field goal there by Rachel Royick. More than 18 feet. There's the arc back there. Royick has the three, and she has six now. Excuse me, she has eight in the game, and it's 18-13 Hawkettes. McWhorter, pass back out to Farmer. Charisse with the basketball for St. Cecilia. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. McWhorter with the ball to Schmidt. She's on the left wing. To Kissinger. Libby to three-point arc. To Schmidt. Works the baseline. Lexi back out to Jackson. Off her hand and out of bounds. Hawkettes turn it over for the fourth time. Into the game for the first time for the Hawkettes. Jordan Nicola, 5'5 sophomore. Libby Kissinger out. 4:37 to go in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 18, Lincoln Lutheran 13. High school basketball here this afternoon on 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Diving as Sanchez puts up a runner from 7, going to be no good, tipped out of bounds. Off, they say, Hawkett. Caitlin Ernst in, and Brooke McWhorter out for St. Cecilia. Warriors to inbound underneath their own basket. Sanchez, a 5'8 sophomore, will throw it in for the Warriors. And does to Kathy, underneath to Sanchez. She'll work underneath, left-handed shot up, no good. Rebound shot up and good by Emily Metzke. Metzke with 5, and John Kyle wants a timeout. So 5 straight points for the Warriors are back in the game. St. Cecilia 18, Lincoln Lutheran 15. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
4:20 to go before halftime. Blaine Bulis back with you at Chapman Gymnasium. Our first of two here tonight. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Lutheran in their annual basketball games. And St. Cecilia and this girls' game leads at 18-15. St. Cecilia had a 7-point run to start this quarter, went up 18-10, but the last five scored by the Warriors fell behind in the first quarter at 9-3 and 11-5. They got a 3-pointer from half court to cut it to 11-10 at the quarter. Hawkettes with the first seven in this quarter went up by eight, but the last five to the Warriors, and it's a 3-point game, 18-15. Ernst with it to Nicola. Lobs it inside to Schmidt. Double team there. Tipped away from her. It goes to Jackson. Jackson to Nicola. 17-footer's going to bounce out. No good. Trying to control the ball on the far sideline, but not able to as Erin Hyten. She fell out of bounds there in the basketball. Just St. Cecilia. Jackson out. Schmidt out. And Nicola out. Farmer back in. Kalupa back in. And Kissinger back in for St. Cecilia. Gaspers and Ernst, the front court people for the Hawkettes. They have a three-guard system in there now. Ernst down to Kalupa. Tessa with it. Left wing to Kissinger. Libby, long three from the wing. In the hole. Libby Kissinger for her first field goal. She gets six in a game here earlier this season. If she gets hot, she can get on a roll. Bounce pass baseline, driving, shooting, and scoring is Rachel Roy. Roy with her 10th point. Makes it 21-17. Tip to Gaspers. Her shot up partially deflected by Pomerinke. And Pomerinke comes out of the ribbon. She's fouled. So the 5'11 Sarah Pomerinke on the block there comes out of there with the basketball. She's fouled by St. Cecilia's Caitlin Ernst. Sanchez in for the Warriors and Brooke McWhirter in for St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst goes out. St. Cecilia's fourth team foul, so the Warriors will come the length of the floor and they face full court pressure from the Hawkettes after that non-shooting foul on St. Cecilia. 21-17, Hawkettes. Hawkettes will get a lead, but the Warriors continue to come back. Metzke in the right corner for the Warriors. Darren Hyden. Their bounce pass inside to Pomerinke. Sarah into the lane. Back out to Sanchez, partially deflected there, but grab shot, put up, no good by Hyden. Hyden got the deflection and had it underneath the basket and put up the shot. It was no good, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the line to shoot two on Kalupa in the game. Erin Hyden to shoot two for the Warriors. She can cut the lead down to two here. 3:04 to go before halftime. Aaron's free throws up and will bounce out, no good. Aaron looking for her first point. Abby Jackson back in for Cherise Farmer for the Hawkettes. Erin Hyden will eye the second one. It is up and it is in and out. No good. And Gaspers pulls down the rebound for the Hawkettes. Still 21-17 St. Cecilia. Gaspers gives it up in the backcourt to Libby Kissinger. She comes into the scoring zone to our left here. To Kalupa for three from the wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to the free throw line is picked up by Rachel Royack. So Royack for Lincoln Lutheran to the timeline, crosses it into the scoring zone, drives and is fouled in the play. It's like another foul on Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be three on Kalupa. Rachel Royack forcing the action. Kalupa picks up her third foul. So Tessa will have to sit with three fouls and 2 points, and Lexi Schmidt back in for the Hawkettes. Taylor Cathy in for Erin Hyden for Lincoln Lutheran. They have the ball on the near sideline with 2:44 to go before halftime. Royack inbounds the basketball. It goes off a St. Cecilia player as Royack was trying to make connections with Cathy, but Hawkettes got in there and knocked it out of bounds. Stays with the Warriors, and Rachel Royack to inbound once again right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. 2:42 to go before halftime. 4-point Hawkette lead to Kelly Sanchez. Now to Metzke. Metzke gets into the lane and a whistle. She travels as Emily headed for the bucket. Say she travels. Number 11 turnover on the Warriors. It goes to the Hawkettes with 2:39 to go before halftime. St. Cecilia leading 21-17. First of two here tonight at Chapman Gymnasium. Jackson front court for the Hawkettes. Now to Kissinger. Libby with it. Left side to McWhirter. Inside for Schmidt, but has no pass there. Now to Gaspers. To Schmidt. To Kissinger. Fakes the three. Gets around at her defender. shoots a 12-footer, going to be short, no good. Metzke with the rebound. So the Warriors control the boards there with 2:08 to go. They have the basketball. Rachel Roy to the timeline, crosses it to her offensive zone to her right. Roy into the scoring zone, now to Sanchez for three in the air. Long rebound, no good. Off the iron, tipped to Sanchez, so the Warriors retain possession of the ball. Kelly with it. Pass is going to be too strong, far side to Taylor Caffey and out of bounds. 12th turnover on the Warriors. Sharice Farmer back in for the Hawkettes, and Aaron Hayden back in for the Warriors. Nora Pomerinke goes out for the Warriors, and Audrey Gaspers to the St. Cecilia bench. 1:50 to go in our second quarter, 21-17 Hawkettes. Kissinger with it, front court for St. Cecilia. Inside the lane, bounce pass to McWhorter, and a traveling call on Kissinger before she got rid of that basketball. Fifth turnover in the Hawkettes. Audrey Gaspers quickly checks back in for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger goes out. 1:41 to go. St. Cecilia will put on a little full court pressure man-to-man. Roy inbounds the basketball, and it's tipped away, but a foul going to be called on Audrey Gaspers as she tried to get that basketball, but knocked it away, but she was called for the foul, and they will walk to the free throw line to our right here. Taylor Caffey to shoot 1-1 on the 17th foul on the Hawkettes. 21-17 St. Cecilia with 1:41 to go. First half, free throw by, it's going to be no good by Caffey. Doesn't earn the bonus, and St. Cecilia pulls it out of there. Schmidt now to Farmer. Sharice into the scoring zone for St. Cecilia. Sharice gives up her dribble pass inside to Schmidt. Lexi turns, shoots from 7. It will go down and count, and she's fouled again. That's 11 for Lexi Schmidt, working real well inside tonight. Lexi's already at her average here in the first half. Foul call on Aaron Hyde, that's her second. Lexi Schmidt has 11 points in the game. She's 5 out of 5 from the line, trying to complete the three-point play. This one's going to be no good. And the rebound to Emily Metzke. So it's 23-17 Hawkettes. Quickly, Sanchez will drive. Dishes the basketball underneath the Caffey. Shot put up, it's going to be good this time. Emily Metzke, her seventh point. 23-19 as Metzke makes the 15-footer. 23-19 Hawkettes. Farmer front court to Jackson. Three from the wing. In the hole, nothing but net. Abby Jackson with five. 26-19. Hawkettes back out to a seven-point lead with 1 minute to go before halftime. Rachel Roy into the front court for the Warriors. Tied up on the play. Sharice Farmer with the tie up there. Alternate possession on this jump ball. It will stay with Lincoln Lutheran with 51 seconds to go in the first half. 26-19 Hawkettes. They've had an 8-point lead. It's been their largest of the game. The Warriors come back. There's a pass tipped and stolen by Brooke McWhorter. McWhorter on the steal. She will drive, shoot, and score. Brooke McWhorter with her first field goal. And the Hawkettes now get their biggest lead of 9, 28-19 here with 40 seconds to go. St. Cecilia now scored the last five, had the lead up to 9. Driving Sanchez puts up the left-handed shot, no good. McWhorter with the rebound now to Jackson. Abby Jackson for St. Cecilia quickly into the offensive zone to our left here. Jackson now gives up the dribble, passes it to Schmidt with 22 seconds to go to McWhorter. Brooke with the basketball inside to Schmidt, into the lane, turn, shoot, shot going to be well short this time. McWhorter tries to save it, but it goes off the backboard and out of bounds. So it will be Warrior basketball with 15 seconds to go in the first half. 28-19, St. Cecilia enjoying its largest lead and quickly checking in. Libby Kissinger in, Lexi Schmidt out for St. Cecilia. Lexi has a good first half, 11 points. 15 seconds to go in the first half. Full court pressure by the Hawkettes. Sanchez inbounds, gets the ball back from Taylor Caffey. Front court now is Roick with 9 seconds to go. Top of the key to Sanchez. Right side now, Darren Hayden. Now it's Sanchez with 3 seconds to go. Out of Caffey, her shot going to be up, and it's going to be no good from two-point range. And the Blue Hawks, the Hawkettes grab it, and that's the end of the first half with the score. St. Cecilia leads it, their largest lead of the night. At halftime, St. Cecilia at 28, Lincoln Lutheran 19. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
We're at halftime of our first of two here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Girls' game has reached halftime, and after the first 16 minutes, St. Cecilia leads Lincoln Lutheran by the score of 28-19. Kind of a back-and-forth basketball game. St. Cecilia will get out to a lead. The Warriors will come back. St. Cecilia has extended that lead out to their largest advantage of the afternoon at 9 points here at halftime. St. Cecilia has never trailed in this game. They jumped out to a 4-0 lead. It was 4-2, and the Hawkettes led 9-3, 11-5 in that first quarter of play. And then at the end of the first quarter at the buzzer, a half-court shot goes down by Rachel Royick by Lincoln Lutheran. They cut that lead to 11-10 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia came out and scored the first 7 points of the second quarter and led 18-10. The Warriors came right back, scored the next five. It was 18-15. St. Cecilia then went up 21-17 and 23-17. And it was 23-19. And St. Cecilia scored the final 5 points of the first half to take the 28-19 lead here at halftime, the largest lead of nine in the ball game for the Hawkettes, 28-19 here at halftime. Unofficially, St. Cecilia with only five turnovers in that first half and 13 for Lincoln Lutheran, as we have it here in the basketball game, and St. Cecilia with the lead at 28-19 here at halftime. So we will take a timeout when we return. We'll get you caught up on the scoring and some other halftime information after this 90-second timeout.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
St. Cecilia 28, Lincoln Lutheran 19 at halftime of our girls' contest here at Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School. Lexi Schmidt leading the way with 11 first-half points for the Hawkettes, working well inside, and the Hawkettes are looking to move that ball inside and use the talents of Lexi Schmidt inside there. She has 11. She's 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, so she's getting to the line for the Hawkettes. Seven players have scored for St. Cecilia. 5 points for Abby Jackson. 3-point field goal for Libby Kissinger. 3 points on the first half for Caitlin Ernst. and two apiece for Brooke McWhorter and Tessa Kalupa and Cherise Farmer. Audrey Gaspers played quite a bit, did not score. Jordan Nickel also did not score. Jamie Williams also played but didn't score for the Hawkettes. So 11 for Lexi Schmidt, 5 for Abby Jackson, 3 apiece for Libby Kissinger and Caitlin Ernst, and 2 each for Brooke McWhorter, Tessa Kalupa, and Cherise Farmer. 11 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second for the Hawkettes, 28 in the game. They are 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Lincoln Lutheran, led by Rachel Royick, 10 points, 5 in each quarter for Rachel. She has a couple three-pointers, a couple two-point field goals, had that half-court shot. Of course, is a three-point field goal at the end of the first quarter. She has 10 to lead the way, 7 for Emily Metzke for Lincoln Lutheran. Only 3 players have scored for the Warriors and 2 points for Taylor Cathy. Starters Lydia Pomerenke did not score, and she has 3 fouls. Starter Aaron Hayden didn't score. She was 0 for 2 from the line, and she has 2 fouls. And off the bench, Kelly Sanchez hasn't scored, but and Nora Pomerenke also played. The sophomores neither scored for the Warriors. 10 for Royick, 7 for Emily Metzke, and 2 for Taylor Cathy. St. Cecilia leads 28-19. Hastings College has a doubleheader sweep this afternoon over Briar Cliff basketball games. We're on 1230 KHAS Radio, our sister station. The Hastings College women over Briar Cliff 70-64 as the Broncos trailed much of that game and struggled with turnovers but came back at the end and won the basketball game. And 70-64 to go 2 games ahead of Briar Cliff in the standings. Northwestern was having a big lead. They were 1 game behind, with the Broncos still in first place by at least a game. End of the GPAC. The women win 70-64. The Hastings College men just completing a victory over Briar Cliff 96-81. So a nice win at home for the Broncos over Briar Cliff's men 96-81. Hastings College right in the thick of things on the men's side of that GPAC race, too. The women 70-64 over Briar Cliff. The men 96-81 over Briar Cliff. Hastings College at home next Wednesday and next Saturday also. We'll also tell you about some other high school basketball. On our sister station on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ, we have the championship games of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. The girls' championship is underway, Silver Lake and Lawrence Nelson. The boys' game to follow at about 7:15, Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson. Both those games on the Breeze, 94.5, and those games being played at Donovan Trumbull High School. The Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament is ending today at Kearney Catholic High School. In the girls' consolation this afternoon, Adams Central lost to Wood River 49-35, so the Lady Patriots fall to 12-7. They lost the consolation game 49-35. Hopefully we'll have the score on the Kearney Catholic St. Paul boys' consolation. That one should be over. The girls' championships at 6 o'clock, Kearney Catholic and Centurion. The boys' championship at 8 with Adams Central and Ravenna. The Nebraska women's basketball team stays unbeaten, taking care of Texas A&M 71-60 in Lincoln this afternoon. And the Huskers may move up higher than 4th with the team above them being beaten in the last week, with the Huskers win again today over Texas A&M 71-60 to stay unbeaten. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll be back with the second half for you after this 1 minute timeout.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Back at Chapman Gymnasium, about ready to start the third quarter, second half of our game, 28-19 St. Cecilia. They send out Brooke and McWhorter, Cherise Farmer, Libby Kissinger, Lexi Schmidt, and Abby Jackson. Hawkettes will have the basketball. Starting for the Warriors will be Rachel Royick. Lydia Pomerenke's out there. Emily Metzke, Aaron Hayden, and Taylor Cathy. Now, Pomerenke, remember, the starter has 3 fouls for Lincoln Lutheran. Hawkette basketball. They'll start Basket to our right. Schmidt at the free throw line turns, but doesn't take the shot. Now to Farmer into the lane. And Sharice back out to Kissinger. Kissinger left of the free throw line. Her pass is off a leg of a Lincoln Lutheran player, run down by Kissinger. So the Hawkettes retain possession of the ball, leading by nine. We're just underway in period number three. Kissinger left alone for three from the wing. Going to be an air ball. No good. Tipped out of bounds off the hand of Taylor Caffey. And it'll be St. Cecilia basketball. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. They've been in that all afternoon long. Inbounding is Farmer to Kissinger. Takes another three. Libby, top of the key. This one's off the back. Iron, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Royick. Rachel with the ball for the Warriors. Bounce pass now goes to Pomerenke, and she travels. Lydia got into the front court but traveled. That's turnover number 14 on Lincoln Lutheran. I have the Hawkettes with only five in the game, and the Hawkettes inbound. Jackson to Farmer. Left side to Kissinger. Libby with it. Goes to her right. Now back to her left. Top of the key now to Lexi Schmidt. On the wing to Brooke McWhorter. To Farmer. Sharice with it. Now to Jackson. Look inside for Schmidt, but no pass this time. The wing to Kissinger. Libby with it now. Throws it inside to Schmidt. Back out to Farmer. Sharice to the baseline. Back out to Schmidt. It's going to be a little strong for her. Picked off and stolen out of there by Aaron Hyden. Turnover on the Hawkettes. Quickly front court. Now it's Royick. Rachel Royick lost control of it in the lane. It was picked up by Heidner. Shot up, no good. Rebounded out of there by Abby Jackson. Jackson with the rebound for St. Cecilia. Quickly into the front court. Long pass ahead to Schmidt. Lost control of it. It's knocked out of bounds. Off the Warriors. Lexi was trying to get that easy layup up, and it was knocked away from behind by the Warrior defense, and St. Cecilia will throw it in. Jackson now to Farmer. Sharice spins on the baseline. Seven-footer's going to roll off there. No good. Rebounded by Pomerenke. So the Warriors control. No scoring in this third quarter. 6:25 to go in period number three. 9-point Hawkhead lead. Front court now Aaron Hyden for Lincoln Lutheran. To Pomerenke. Lydia with it. St. Cecilia has been in a man-to-man defense all evening long. To Metzke now back out. Aaron Hyden. Hyden back into Metzke. McWhorter on the defense. Metzke works the baseline. Shot put up a roll off there. No good. A fight for it. And coming out of there with it is Sharice Farmer for St. Cecilia. Quickly into the front court to Kissinger. Libby's pass underneath to McWhorter is tipped away. Brooke tries to save it. It will stay out of bounds off St. Cecilia as McWhorter couldn't get it back in. And the Blue Hawks turn it over there. And it'll be Lincoln Lutheran ball. St. Cecilia will have full court pressure in the back court. And Royick to inbound for the Warriors. 5:55 to go before the end of this third quarter, and it's a 9-point lead. There's a pass in the backcourt. Tip. The Hawks can't get the steal. Royick now passes it into the front court. To Pomerenke now. To Metzke. Back out to Taylor Caffey for the Warriors. She'll slow it up now to pass the basketball to Aaron Hyden. Hyden passes it to Metzke. Emily with it now to Rachel Royick. Royick now to Caffey. Out on the wing to Royick to the baseline. Shot put up and good. Rachel Royick with her 12 points. And it's 28-21. Hawkettes by 7. Royick with 12 on the night for the Warriors. 5:20 to go. Third quarter. Hawkettes haven't scored. Farmer for three. Off the rim, no good. But grabbed by Kissinger on the long rebound. Back out to Jackson. Abby with it for St. Cecilia. One dribble passes right side to Farmer. Loops it inside to Schmidt. Turns to her right. Shot put up and good. Lexi Schmidt with a good move inside. 13 for Lexi. 30-21. Hawkettes by 9, 3 minutes gone in the third quarter. No fouls in this quarter yet. Royick gets the basketball for Lincoln Lutheran to the free throw line in the lane. Rachel heads for the hoop, and she's fouled on her way to the hoop. Non-shooting situation, but Royick forces the foul there. Abby Jackson picks up her first foul of this half. Four new ones in for the Hawkettes. Audrey Gaspers, Tessa Kalupa, Jamie Williams, and Caitlin Ernst. Kissinger goes out. Farmer goes out. McWhorter goes out, Schmidt goes out, so Abby Jackson, the only one of those starting the third quarter, still in there now for the Hawkettes as they send four new ones in. Metzke to inbound for the Warriors, does in the lane. The ball's tipped around, but grabbed now by Emily. So Lincoln Lutheran retains possession. Baseline now, it's Royick. In the lane, a runner in the lane. Shot going to be up there, no good by Lydia Pomerenke. A battle for it. Ernst will grab it for St. Cecilia. Pass is stolen by the Warriors. They have the ball. Metzke shot up, and she's fouled by Jackson. So St. Cecilia turned it over there after getting the rebound. Foul called by Abby Jackson. Emily Metschke to go to the line to shoot two for the Warriors. She has scored seven. She's one out of one from the line. 30-21. St. Cecilia with the lead. Each team with 2 points this quarter. 4:32 to go. Metschke's first free throw will be in the hole. Eight for Emily on the evening. 30-22. Is it evening yet? Just past the evening hour of 6 o'clock. ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Basketball right here for you. Jaspers travels to St. Cecilia with the rebound of the missed second free throw, but the Blue Hawks turn it over. Excuse me, battling a little cough here. St. Cecilia on the defense now. Metschke drives, shoots, and scores. Emily Metschke with 10. 30-24. Back come the Warriors. They've done it all afternoon and evening long, coming from deficits. 7, 8, 9 points. They're back to within 6 here. St. Cecilia has only 2 points this third quarter. Jackson into the front court, goes to the baseline, bounce pass across the baseline to Williams. Her shot up and good. Jamie Williams with her first shot and her first field goal. St. Cecilia's lead back up to 8, 32-24. Front court, Taylor Cathy. Jackson with the defense there for the Hawkettes. Cathy gives up the basketball to Kelly Sanchez, who's in there for Lincoln Loomis. She will drive, put up the left-handed shot. No good and an offensive foul. Gaspers hit the deck, and Sanchez called for the offensive foul. Her first, and the basketball will go to St. Cecilia on the charging call. Jordan Nicholas, Sharice Farmer, Lexi Schmidt in for St. Cecilia. Aaron Hayden back in for the Warriors, and going out is Taylor Cathy. 3:42 to go, so the Hawkettes have played about 10 in this game. The Warriors only been able to go about 8 deep in this one. And Hawkett basketball, 8-point lead, 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Nicola with it, right side now to Williams, to Gaspers, deep in the right corner. Audie with a couple left-handed dribbles. Bounce pass now to Farmer. Sharice behind the three-point arc now to Williams. Left side to Jordan Nicola. Right side to Farmer. Hawkettes run some clock, run their offense against this man-to-man defense. Farmer to the lane, lobs a pass to Nicola. Jordan right side pass down to Schmidt. To Williams. Jamie with it inside to Schmidt. She's about 5 feet from the basket. Turns, shoots, and she's fouled by Emily Metschke, so Schmidt got good position inside about 5 feet from the hoop. And she forces the foul there, and Lexi to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. 4 points this quarter for the Hawkettes. Two of those by Lexi Schmidt. She has 13 on the night. She'll shoot two here. She's 5 out of 6 from the line. Free throw up and good. Schmidt with 14. She averages 11. 33-24. St. Cecilia by 9. Gaspers goes out for St. Cecilia. And Tessa Kalupa in. Schmidt's second free throw is good. 4 this quarter, 15 in the game. St. Cecilia with its largest lead now of 10, 34-24. Sanchez across the timeline for the Warriors. Pass now to Pomerink, who's back in, and Lydia scores. Pomerink checks in and scores. 34-26. Pomerink has 3 fouls and her first field goal of the game. Hawkettes by 8. Front court, it's Schmidt for St. Cecilia. Now to Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa to Farmer, deep on the left wing. She will drive into the lane, put it up on the run. Going to be off there, no good. Rebounded out of there by Pomerinke. Lydia gives it up in the backcourt to Taylor Cathy. Cathy now into the scoring zone. To Lydia Pomerinke, back to Taylor Cathy for Lincoln Lutheran. 2:18 to play, third quarter, 34-26. On the wing now, it's Lydia Pomerinke. Her pass is wide and too strong for Cathy. Turnover, Lincoln Lutheran, number 15. Hawkett basketball. Jackson and McWhorter check in. Nicola and Williams out for St. Cecilia. 2:14 to go, third quarter. Hawkettes by 8. Their largest lead was 34-24. It's now at 8. Farmer front court gets a screen. Will stop and pop for 3. Going to be off, no good. But right there to rebound is McWhorter. No good on the shot. It's tipped around. Goes to Jackson for the Hawkettes. Back out to Farmer. Sharice with it. Fakes left, goes right into the lane, puts up a shot, going to be no good. Tipped around again to Farmer, back to Jackson for 3 in the air, in the hole, nothing but net. There, Abby Jackson with 8. And St. Cecilia gets the lead up to 11, 37-26. So the Hawkettes continue to try to inch away from the Warriors. They have it up to 11 with 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Front court, it's Cathy, Taylor Cathy, on the wing now to Sanchez. Kelly with it. Inside to Metschke, double team, but drops the ball off to Pomerinke from 7, and she scores. Lydia Pomerinke with 4 all this quarter. 37-28. Hawkins by 9. Front court, it's Farmer for St. Cecilia. Gives up her dribble, passes it to McWhorter behind the arc on the right side, passes cross court to Kalupa. Tessa into the lane, dishes to McWhorter at the baseline, pass inside will go to Farmer, to Jackson for three again, off the side of the iron, no good. It's tipped around in the lane and grabbed by Metzke. Metzke, the outlet pass there to Aaron Hyde, and she's into the front court. Aaron drops a pass inside. The basketball, Sanchez, and she traveled. At the baseline, double team, and Kelly Sanchez traveled. Kissinger and Gasper's in for St. Cecilia. Roy back in, replacing Pomeranke for the Warriors. Kalupa and Farmer hit the bench for St. Cecilia. It's Kissinger, Jackson, Gasper, Schmidt, and McWhorter. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. St. Cecilia leads by 9, 37-28. Kissinger front court now to Lexi Schmidt. Into the lane, now dishes it to McWhorter. Brooke on the left side. It goes past to Jackson, but Abby was on the floor. She had fallen and hit the floor in the pass over her head and out of bounds, and the Hawkettes turn it over for the 10th time. Caitlin Ernst checking in for St. Cecilia. Quickly Sanchez into the scoring zone for the Warriors. Will stop and now take the three ball. Going to be no good. The rebound to Jackson. She's fouled from behind by Emily Metzke. Jackson with a good inside position. The foul on Metzke. That's her third. St. Cecilia will come the length of the floor in the non-shooting situation with 30 seconds to go. Nora Pomeranke, 5'11 sophomore, in for the first time this half, replacing Emily Metzke. Metzke will go with the to the bench with 10 points and 3 fouls. Now she'll sit the rest of this quarter with 10 points and 3 fouls. Front court, it's Kissinger for the Hawkettes to McWhorter. They cut off McWhorter. She hands the ball to Kissinger to the baseline, and a whistle there. A little bit too tight on the defense there by Taylor Cathy. And St. Cecilia to inbound underneath their own basket. 37-28, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jackson to inbound for the Hawkettes underneath their own basket. Does to McWhorter, to Kissinger. In the corner now to Jackson. Abby back out to Libby Kissinger. She's inside the lane. Behind the back dribble, dishes to Gaspers. 8 seconds to go. Into the lane, Gaspers puts up the shot off the side of the backboard and rim. No good. A battle for it in the lane. Grabbed by Roark with 2 seconds to go. Stolen by Jackson. She turns, shoots a three off the glass and rim. No good. St. Cecilia with the lead after three. We played three. St. Cecilia 37, Lincoln Lutheran 28. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Each team with 9 points in the third quarter, and St. Cecilia leads 37-28 after three quarters of play in our girls' game. 15 for Lexi Schmidt, as 8 Hawkettes have scored in the game. 15 for Schmidt and 8 for Abby Jackson. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Lutheran with each with 9 points into that third quarter. Lincoln Lutheran to start the fourth quarter with the basketball, and Aaron Hyden has it. Tipped away from her. Kissinger goes to the floor. Libby knocked it away. Now she goes to the floor, and she's tied up by Taylor Cathy. Ernst is out there for the Hawkettes on this alternate possession. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball. Jackson's out there with Kalupa, Ernst, Gaspers, and McWhorter. Royick, Hyden, Cathy, Metzke, and Lydia Pomeranke start for Lincoln Lutheran. Fourth quarter just underway. Jackson for three in the hole. Abby Jackson with 11. Abby had 12 the other night. Sparked the Hawkettes in that ball game win at Grand Island Central Catholic. One of three players with 12 points. Hits a three there, 40-28. There's a shot put up by Hyden, partially blocked by the Hawkettes, and they come out of there with it. Ernst with Jackson. St. Cecilia gets the block there. Jackson now to Kissinger. She's left alone for three in the air. In the hole, Libby Kissinger for three. She has 6, and just like that, the lead's up to 15, 43-28. And a foul called in the backcourt on St. Cecilia is Audrey Gaspers. Third team foul on the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia leads up to 15 as Lexi Schmidt and Cherise Farmer check back in. Brooke McWhorter and Audrey Gaspers will go out. St. Cecilia got the lead up to 15 to Michelle Metzger for Lincoln Lutheran once and gets a timeout with 7:09 to go. St. Cecilia with six quick points in this fourth quarter is up its lead to 43-28. We will take a 30-second timeout.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
7:09 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia has a couple of threes in this quarter. Abby Jackson and Cherise Farmer each have three-point field goals for the Hawkettes, and they've got the lead from 9 up to 15 in the first 51 seconds of this fourth quarter. So St. Cecilia, they try to put the hammer down here and is early going in the fourth quarter and pick up their 10th win of the year. They're up by 15 now. The Warriors have shown a good ability tonight to come back. They've come back from deficits of 9 and 8 and 7, get back into the ball game, but they have only 7 minutes to do it now, and they're down by 15, and they have the ball in the backcourt. Rachel Roy will cross that timeline and get into the scoring zone for the Warriors. To Lydia Pomerenke. Lydia on the wing, St. Cecilia now in the aggressive man-to-man defense here. Pomerenke put up a shot. It's going to be off the rim, and a foul going to be called, so Lydia Pomerenke will go to the line and shoot two for the Warriors. Cherise Farmer picks up her first. 6:51 to go. Pomerenke to the line to shoot two. She has 4 points. 0-for-1 from the line. Lincoln Lutheran 7-9 on the year. St. Cecilia is 9-7. Free throw up and good. 5 for Lydia. 43-29. Hawkettes by 14. Kelly Sanchez back in the game for Rachel Royick for Lincoln Lutheran. Boys game to follow here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio at Hastings, Nebraska. Pomerenke's second free throw, nothing but net there. She has 6 all this half, 43-30. Hawkettes by 13. Thanks to see it comes into the offensive zone with Farmer with the ball to Schmidt. Again, man-to-man defense. The Warriors have done that all evening long. Kissinger for 3, off the rim, no good. Good checkout and rebound there by Metschke. Emily with it in the backcourt. Gives up the basketball to Kelly Sanchez, the 5'8 sophomore. Sanchez, good ball handler, gets it across the timeline. Left-handed dribble into the scoring zone. To the baseline. Jackson with the defense there to Hyden. Hyden in the lane. Shot going to be partially deflected. Caitlin Ernst got a hand on that ball. Goes out of bounds off Caitlin. So Caitlin with the defense there. Kalupa in, Ernst out for St. Cecilia. Sanchez to inbound for the Warriors underneath their own basket. 6:21 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia by 13. Sanchez inbounds in the lane. Shot up going to be tipped again. Kathy's shot was tipped there by the Hawkettes. And St. Cecilia out of there with the basketball. Farmer with it. In the front court for the Hawkettes. The free throw line now to Schmidt. Left side to Kissinger. Libby with it now behind the three-point arc. Top of the key, right side to Farmer. 6 minutes to go in the game. To Schmidt. St. Cecilia in no hurry here. They have a 13-point lead, and they're running their offense against this man-to-man defense. Doing their screening and cutting. Lobbed inside to Schmidt. Lexi back out to Kissinger. Into the lane. Shot put up. It'll be good. Will it count or before the shot? That's going to be before the shot. Foul called on Lincoln Lutheran. Taylor Caffey. Before the shot does go down for Kissinger, but it will not count. Roy back in for the Warriors and Nora Pomerenke in. Kalupa inbounds long to Farmer. Cherise with it. 5:42 to go in the ballgame. St. Cecilia by 13 and in no hurry here to shoot the basketball. Don't have to be. Kalupa puts up a runner and scores. There's a shot and score by Tessa Kalupa. She has 4, and it's 45-30. Hawkettes by 15. In the backcourt, it's Metschke. Emily with the ball, gives it up to Sanchez. Kelly into the offensive zone will go all the way, and she's fouled in the play. She headed for the hoop. Cherise Farmer picks up the foul. So the aggressive play there by Kelly Sanchez gets her to the line to shoot a couple. hasn't scored in the game, but the sophomore's played quite a bit and makes the first free throw to make it 45-31. Farmer goes out. Kissinger goes out for St. Cecilia. Audrey Gaspers, Brooke McWhorter check in. It's Schmidt, McWhorter, Gaspers, Jackson, and Kalupa for St. Cecilia. Second free throw up and good by Sanchez. Makes them both. It's 45-32. St. Cecilia's lead at 13, and Abby Jackson to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt now to McWhorter. Brooke now to Audrey Gaspers. Gaspers at the free throw line, right side to Jackson, inside to McWhorter. Turns at the baseline. She's going to be tied up on the play. Metzke with the tie up there. Alternate possession on the jump ball. It will go to Lincoln Lutheran, so the Hawkettes turn it over. Caitlin Ernst in, Lexi Schmidt out for St. Cecilia, and it'll be Lincoln Lutheran basketball. There's a long pass getting behind the defense, and Sanchez gets the pass. She will drive all the way and score. Kelly Sanchez. The out-of-bounds play works there for the Warriors. They're within 11 at 45-34. Still a lot of time. 4:52 to go in the ballgame. 11-point Hawkhead lead inside to Gaspers, and she's fouled in the play by Rachel Royick. Royick picks up her second. 16 fouls, so the Hawkettes to inbound underneath their own basket. 16 fouls on the Warriors, 5 on the Hawkettes. 45-34, St. Cecilia with the 11-point lead. 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Kalupa inbounds, baseline to McWhorter. Back out to Gaspers, to Kalupa. Inside to Ernst, double team there. Bounce pass back out, it goes to Jackson. Abby with it, bounce pass right side to Ernst. Cross courts it to Gaspers. Eyes the three but doesn't take it. Now Audrey on the drive to the hoop. Lost control of the ball, tipped away from her. Two go to the floor. Ernst is on the floor with Roick, and a jump ball called. It will stay with St. Cecilia. This alternate possession. Farmer and Kissinger back in for the Hawkettes. Kalupa and Jackson go out. Taylor Cathy back in, the 5'4 junior for Lincoln Lutheran. 4:28 to play in the fourth quarter. 45-34 Hawkettes. Kissinger to inbound. Libby still looks, does long to McWhorter. Brooke with it at the top of the key. One dribble and passes to Farmer. Reese with the basketball, right side to Ernst on the right wing, to McWhorter on the left side of the floor, to the top of the key, right side now to Kissinger, looks inside for a cutting Hawkette, but has no pass there. Libby into the corner to McWhorter, to Farmer. Charisse on the right wing, inside to McWhorter, turns, shoots from 7, going to be off there, no good, tipped around and grabbed by Rachel Royick. Royick with the rebound now to Cathy. Taylor Cathy in the backcourt. Double team there. Gets through the double screen. A passes to Nora Pomerenke. Right side to Emily Metzke. Metzke on the wing on the right side. 3:45 to go. Now to Lydia Pomerenke at the free throw line. Her pass is going to be wide of the target. Emily Metzke. Metzke is headed for the hoop. The pass behind her and out of bounds. Turnover number 17. Lincoln Lutheran. Lexi Schmidt in. Caitlin Ernst out for the Hawkettes. 3:39 to play fourth quarter. 45-34. St. Cecilia leading, and they have the basketball. 6 points this quarter for Lincoln Lutheran, and 8 for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia has an 11-point lead. They've led by as many as 15. They have the basketball with Kissinger holding it now. A couple of dribbles by Libby. 3:15 to play. Right side now to Audrey Gaspers. Gaspers to Farmer. Left side to McWhorter. Brooke to the free throw line, passes to Gaspers on the right wing behind the arc, gets a screen, but passes to Schmidt. And St. Cecilia running this offense, taking a lot of time off the clock. Farmer with it to Schmidt inside the lane, back out to Farmer. Cherise has it with 2:53 to play. Cherise, Farmer into the lane, shot put up, or lost control of the ball, did Cherise? Didn't put the shot up, it was kind of tipped away, and Cherise grabbed it and traveled. Jackson in, Gaspers out for St. Cecilia, so a traveling call on the Hawkettes. Therese was hoping for a foul call, but it was a traveling call. She couldn't control that basketball in the lane. Had to grab her own path, basically. Warriors with it, down by 11. Still time for Lincoln Lutheran. Royick into the front court. Deep in the corner, gets a screen, takes a three, and it's good. Rachel Royick with 15. 45-37, the lead down to 8. 2.5 minutes to go, so it's still a ball game here for the Warriors. They scored the last 7. They're within 8. Jackson has it. Takes the 3 from the wing. Bounces off. No good. The rebound to Taylor Cathy. Tipped away from her, but grabbed in the backcourt. Now stolen by Charisse Farmer. And Charisse is fouled. So the steal there by Farmer. and she's fouled as she headed for the hoop. So St. Cecilia gets a big steal there. Foul call on Taylor Cathy. So the Warriors had the ball down by eight, but the steal there by Farmer, and she's fouled as she headed for the hoop. Cherise Farmer to shoot two. So the Warriors could have gotten it within six or five, but instead turned it over. Farmer shoots two, makes the first. She has three. 46-37. St. Cecilia now up by nine. 2:12 to play. Farmer's second free throw is good. Four for Cherise. St. Cecilia's lead back up to 10, 47-37. Kissinger goes out. Kalupa back in. Kalupa's on the floor with Schmidt, McWhorter, Jackson, and Farmer for the Hawkettes. 47-37. They full court pressure to the Hawkettes. Jackson tips it out of bounds. Abby knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors. Again, St. Cecilia with pressure in that backcourt. Kelly Sanchez to inbound far sideline for the Warriors. 2:09 to play. Inbounds to Lydia Pomerinke. Pomerinke into the front court now to Sanchez with the pass. Kelly with it. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. 10-point St. Cecilia lead. Rachel Roig for the Warriors to Pomerinke. Right side to Sanchez. Back to Pomerinke to Roig. Pass inside now to Cathy. On the wing now it's Roig. Good defense by the Hawkettes. Lincoln Lutheran using a lot of time here. Down by 10. We're down to 1:40 to go. Has the ball about 25 seconds on this possession. Haven't got a shot off. Sanchez will take the three from the wing. Going to be well short and grabbed there by Schmidt. 1:32 to play. St. Cecilia by 10. Schmidt, front court pass to McWhorter. She will shoot and score. Brooke McWhorter gets to the field goal. She has 4 points, and St. Cecilia's lead now up to 12, and the Hawkettes are in pretty good shape here with 1:17 to go. Sanchez shot put up, partially deflected by McWhorter, but rebounded by the Warriors, and a foul on St. Cecilia. Taylor Cathy's going to go to the line to shoot two for the Warriors. 49-37, St. Cecilia, 1:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Brooklyn Berger picking up that foul, and Taylor Cathy to the free throw line to shoot two. She has 2 points, make it three. She's one out of two from the line, 49-38. Aaron Hyden in for Rachel Roig for Lincoln Lutheran. Brooke McWhorter checks out, and Audrey Gasper's back in there for St. Cecilia. Kathy's second free throw is up, and it is off there, no good. A battle for the baseline. Gasper's there, and Metzke. Metzke commits the rebounding foul. Gasper's with the inside position there, and she's fouled by Emily Metzke, and Metzke has four. And Audrey Gaspers will go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. 1-1, 49-38, Hawkettes by 11. St. Cecilia averages 52 a game, and they're just about there. They have 49. Audrey's first free throw of the night is good, earns the bonus, her first point of the night. And St. Cecilia's lead is back up to 12 at 50-38. They've led by as many as 15. The Hawkettes have never trailed. Second free throw by Gaspers is good. Caitlin Ernst in for St. Cecilia. Lexi Schmidt goes out. Jordan Nicola checks in. And Jamie Williams checks out. Farmer and Jackson go out for St. Cecilia. They may be done for the night. Farmer has four, Jackson 11. There's 1:10 to play, and it's 51-38. Hawkettes with a 13-point lead. Sanchez, front court for Lincoln Lutheran. To the free throw line, puts up the shot on the run. Going to be off there, no good with the left hand. Gets her own rebound. Sanchez shot up and good. Kelly Sanchez shooting with the left hand and the right hand. It's all six of her points in this fourth quarter. 51-40 with 50 seconds to go. Nicola, front court for St. Cecilia. Turns. And the Hawkettes are going to win their 10th game of the year. Go to 10-7. Heading into the last week of the regular season, Kalupa now travels for St. Cecilia. And officially 13 turnovers on the Hawkettes. Sarah Getter checks in for the first time for St. Cecilia. Well, she's into the basketball game for the Hawkettes. And also Brianna Poppy is in the game for the first time. Sanchez stripped away from her. Getter with the steal and strip there. So the defense there by Getter. She's into the front court to Nicola. 25 seconds to go. Poppy with it now. Excuse me, Jamie Williams with it now to Nicola, right side. To Getter, Sarah with it, to Brianna Poppy, the sophomore, in the corner to Nicola. 15 seconds to go, it's 51-40. St. Cecilia will go to 10-7 on the year. Lincoln Lutheran will drop to 7-10 with 8 seconds to go. It's Nicola inside the lane, dishes off. A shot going to be put up by Poppy. It's going to be off the rim, no good. Grabbed by Sanchez with 1 second to go at the timeline. Shot going to be well short, and this basketball game is over. And the St. Cecilia Hawkettes do win their 10th game of the year, defeating Lincoln Lutheran in our first game of two here tonight. The final score, St. Cecilia 51, Lincoln Lutheran 40. We'll talk about this game in 90 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The girls' game in the books here, and St. Cecilia wins the game over Lincoln Lutheran by the score of 51-40, our first of two here at Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia girls win over Lincoln Lutheran 51-40. St. Cecilia never trailed in this basketball game and had a lead of as many as 15 points in the fourth quarter of play. St. Cecilia jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead, had a 9-3, 11-5 lead in the first quarter, but a half-court shot by Lincoln Lutheran's Rachel Roick made the score 11-10 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia jumps out to an 18-10 lead early in the second quarter, scoring the first seven in the second quarter, led 18-10. But Lincoln Lutheran came right back and scored the next five. It was 18-15. The Warriors came back a number of times in this game, but just couldn't get the ball game tied or get ahead of the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia then, with the lead at 18-15, led 21-17, 23-19. St. Cecilia then scored the last 5 points of the first half and led 28-19 at halftime. St. Cecilia's lead grew to 34-24 in the third quarter, then 37-26 very late in the third quarter. And after three, the Hawkettes led 37-28. So St. Cecilia led by nine, 37-28, going into the fourth quarter of play. St. Cecilia got that lead up to 45-30, their largest lead at 45-30 into the basketball game. And St. Cecilia's lead then was cut from 15 down to 8. 45-37 with 2.5 minutes to go. But at that point, after a missed St. Cecilia shot, Lincoln Lutheran had the basketball. They were within eight, but Cherise Farmer came up with a big steal and went to the foul line and made a couple of free throws. St. Cecilia was back up by 10, and the Hawkettes won it by 11, 51-40, as the Hawkettes win the game by 11 points, had a lead by as many as 15, and never trailed in the basketball game. St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 51-40. For St. Cecilia, Lexi Schmidt led the scoring with 15 points. Abby Jackson had 11 points. St. Cecilia, about everybody that played scored. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 Hawkettes scored. 15 for Schmidt, 11 for Abby Jackson, 6 points for Libby Kissinger, 4 each for Tessa Kalupa and Cherise Farmer, and 4 for Brooke McWhorter, 3 for Caitlin Ernst, 2 points for Audrey Gaspers, and 2 for Jamie Williams. Jordan Nicola also played, didn't score, and also Sarah Gettard, Elisa, Brianna Pope, Poppy also got to play late, but Brianna did not score, and Jamie Williams had 2 on the night, and Sarah Gettard in there late but didn't score for the Hawkeyes. So they were led by Schmitz, 15, Jackson with 11, hot from outside again, 3 three-pointers for Abby on the evening, and Libby Kissinger with 6, so Schmidt 15, Jackson 11, Kissinger 6, and well-rounded scoring, 9 scoring for the Hawkettes. They have 28 points in the first half, 23 in the second, score 51. Their average is right at that 51, 52 points. So the Hawkettes pretty much controlled this basketball game and won it and stopped all the runs of Lincoln Lutheran and were able to gain control when the Warriors would get close. And the Hawkettes led from start to finish and won by the score of 51 to 40. 15 points for Rachel Royick of Lincoln Lutheran. She had the 10 at the first half, 5 in the second, had 3 3-pointers, including that half-court shot to end the first quarter. She had 15, 10 for Emily Metschke, 6 apiece for Kelly Sanchez and Lydia Pomerinke, and 3 for Taylor Caffey for Lincoln Lutheran, as the Warriors scored 19 in the first half, 21 in the second, ended up with 40 on the night, and they drop it 51 to 40 to St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes on the evening, look at this, folks, 12 out of 14 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia misses only 2 free throws in the first half, and they didn't miss any in the second half. 6 out of 6 from the line in the second half. St. Cecilia 12 out of 14 from the free throw line on the basketball game, and unofficially 14 turnovers. Lincoln Lutheran was 7 out of 12 from the free throw line, unofficially 18 turnovers on the Warriors. And St. Cecilia leads it from start to finish, has a lead by as many as 15, and win it by 11, 51 to 40, with Lexi Schmidt leading the way with 15, Abby Jackson with 11. The Hawkettes now 10 and 7 on the year. Lincoln Lutheran falls to 7 and 10 on the girls' side of things, and St. Cecilia will head into the last week of the regular season. And they'll be at 10-7, and they'll play at Adams Central on Tuesday night. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader. And the Hawkettes close the regular season next Thursday, February 11th, hosting Sutton on this floor. And then the sub-district begins February 15th for St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes at 10-7 on the year and have 2 regular season games to go. Lincoln Lutheran now 7-9 on the basketball season. And they dropped this one. They are now, 7-10 on the season. So Lincoln Lutheran drops to 7-10. They have 3 more regular season games. They're at Falls City on Monday, the 8th of February. Then next Thursday at Columbus Scotus, and close the regular season at home against Fairbury next Friday. So Lincoln Lutheran at 7-10. St. Cecilia at 10-7 on the season. And the Hawkettes with 2 more regular season games to go. Well, that will do it. We may have a chance in between games to talk to one of the St. Cecilia coaches. We'll see about that. We'll take a timeout here as we get set to get into the boys' contest. We'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll have a chance to get ready for the boys' game for you. And we'll take a break here, and then also during this break, we'll have a chance to hear from Mike Will, as he has the story on the Hastings College Bronco basketball games from this afternoon, and some good news from Lynn Farrell Arena for both the Bronco teams. We'll take a 2-minute break and then hear from Mike Will, and we'll rejoin you in just a few minutes. The score, final score of this girls' game, St. Cecilia 51, Lincoln Lutheran 40. We'll be back in just a few minutes here at Chapman Gymnasium.